A high-profile public corruption case ended yesterday in Chicago with a guilty verdict. A jury convicted four people for trying to bribe the former Speaker of the Illinois State House, three lobbyists, and the former CEO of the electric utility Commonwealth Edison came to be known around the state as the ComEd 4. Here's Acting U.S. Attorney Maurice Pasquale speaking after the verdict last night.
This case was about corruption, broad in scope, spanning a period of close to a decade.
Illinois has a long history of public corruption cases. Let's get the latest on this one with WBEZ's Dave McKinney. Dave, welcome.
Deepa, thank you for having me.
So there were some high-ranking officials and executives involved in this case. Who were they, Dave, and how are they connected to the former Speaker of the House?
Well, this was a case, as you mentioned, the ComEd 4. I mean, the biggest mover and shaker in this group was the former ComEd CEO, Ann Promajori. She was arguably the most powerful female business executive in Chicago. She held spots on a variety of boards across the city. She was also the architect of a series of big legislative wins that ComEd had in Springfield, the state capital here in Illinois, that brought, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to ComEd as a result. And that's what this case really pivoted around, about how Promajori and this team of lobbyists that ComEd employed, how they made magic in Springfield.
Now, after the verdict, a juror said that they were not convinced that this was run-of-the-mill lobbying, and the jury convicted on all 11 counts. The evidence must have been compelling, Dave.
It was incredibly compelling. The government had amassed roughly 140 wiretaps. These were audio and video recordings. They had testimony from a government mole, a former ComEd executive who was in charge of lobbying, so he gave an inside look about what was going on there. And then about three dozen prosecution witnesses. So it was a mountain of evidence that they threw at this case. And the bribery itself involved this never-ending stream of job requests from the former House Speaker you mentioned, Michael Madigan. He was a mythic figure in Illinois politics. He's no longer in power. But Madigan would ask for ComEd. At the same time ComEd had this important legislation pending, he would ask them to hire precinct captains in his political organization. These are people who knock on doors and circulate nominating petitions on behalf of Madigan and his people. And these jobs often were no-show jobs, you know, people who would get $5,000 a month and do no work. And so that's really what the jurors locked in on.
So what does this mean for Madigan, the former speaker? He's also been indicted on racketeering and bribery charges.
Yeah, Madigan is due to stand trial on the corruption that he's faced with next April. And what this case involving Promajori and the others did was it provided an important legal stress test for the quality of evidence that the government will basically put on trial again with Madigan. I mean, the charges against Madigan encompass a lot more than just Commonwealth Edison. This allegedly happened with other utility companies, including the telecom giant AT&T. I would imagine at this stage there are alarm bells going off in the legal minds of Madigan's orbit right now, because what this team of defense lawyers in this particular case, what they tried didn't work.
So what kind of time are these four who were convicted looking at?
Well, it's going to be significant prison time. It wasn't announced in court, but certainly it could be in excess of 4 or 5 years, and it could go as long as 20 or beyond.
WBEZ's Dave McKinney. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you.